This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
See, I knew you'd be back because you've got nothing better to do. Now you come over here and do something for your akhirah instead. Click the link below and establish the house of Allah. Get yourself a house in paradise with a superb high-level sadaqatul jariyah for yourself that will continue, inshallah. Click the link below.
There are some animals in the animal kingdom which you can tell are prey even if you didn't see them devoured by any predator. And there are some animals that you would know they're predators even if you did not see them pounce on any prey. If you saw a lion walking around, if you went to the zoo one time, I went to the zoo, my children, and I saw a tiger come out of this place. The tiger, the way it was walking around, was like he owned the place. It's walking around like this. I was thinking, okay, you're in control. There's a boss here and it's not me, it's this guy. It's true, because it's the way it was what he knew. He knew where he stood. The lion, even when the lion is tired, he still shows dominance. He shows, sorry to say, superiority. If you look at the eagle, have you seen the way the eagle compared to other birds? Now, I'm not teaching anyone here to be arrogant. I've been accused of it myself. But I'd rather appear arrogant than weak, although both are bad. But I'm saying that the eagle, you see, it knows its capabilities. Each animal knows its capabilities. Do you want to be like an eagle or a lion or a tiger or a cheetah? Or do you want to be, sorry to say, like a sheep or rabbit? Or a squirrel. Or sorry to say, like a rat. You don't even need to say anything or do anything. Whether you behave like a predator or a prey, it's not even in the arguments that you make. Some people say, well, it's easy for you to say you've been studying this stuff all your life. I say it's nothing to do with what I've studied. Attitudes eat arguments for breakfast. They do. It's about your demeanor. It's about your attitude. If your attitude is, look, I'm right. We are right when it comes to deen. You have to start acting like you're right. That's the first step towards establishing ourselves in the ummah. We have to start acting to people like we're right and they're wrong. أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. Should we make the Muslims like the rebellious ones? How is it how you judge? When it comes to, okay, science and technology, we give it to you for the last 100 years. We can make all the excuses we want, but we have not been performing very well. As the Muslim collectively, we have not been very good. That's the truth. Bottom line, that doesn't speak of the golden age of Islam or this and the Ottomans and the Abbasids and the Umayyads and Andalusia and this one and that one and Timbuktu and that. I'm not mentioning any of that stuff. We know we have a good history, but for the last 100 years, it's not been fantastic. But the problem is, when we're asked about Palestine, we're asked about this or that, it's about how we respond. You see, it's not like that. But you say, no, but this and that, we're like you. No, please, you know. So, but if you were asked the question, it's a different, even if what I'm saying is false. 2 + 2 = 5. No, but it's about how you hold yourself. If that mindset changes, everything changes. Second thing is organize. And now we have places like IslamNet, mashallah, which is very, very good. I'm very impressed with what they're doing. Which is why I'm a frequent backer of IslamNet. Because I've seen the development of IslamNet for the last 5 to 10 years. And subhanAllah, they've done fantastic work. This place, this whole place, has become a masjid. We've been asking, and they've expanded it. They put this room and the gym and all these kind of things. And now they're getting another masjid. and awqaf and these kinds of things. They're buildings where they're renting out, and then it's going to say, wallahi, this is exactly what the Muslim community has to do. This is exactly what it has to do. And the people are putting into a pot, and it's becoming, and they have big plans which we can't speak about because the enemy will take advantage.
As you guys just saw the event, alhamdulillah, yani, it was packed. Hundreds of Muslims are coming and they're actually yani, learning about the religion, and they're coming closer to Allah. And they are waking up. I think that's the big thing. This is an awakening.
Yes.
We are awakening the Muslim ummah. Mm-hmm. And that needs to be done, especially in these kinds of circumstances we're finding the ummah today.
Absolutely. It has to be an organized effort. And you know what? I think people are convinced now because they've seen.
Yeah.
They've seen what it is. This is where there's an electric environment, bro. There's a vibe everywhere I go in Norway, this place. Like, everyone knows what this movement is about.
Yeah.
And so it's time to give charity. It's time to give charity into an investment that's going to help you in this dunya and the akhirah. You know, and that's what Allah calls us, a goodly loan. But also, I was just thinking about this ayah, subhanAllah, an amazing ayah. But it shows you the importance of charity and sadaqah in Islam. That when someone, when death comes upon them, Surah Al-Munafiqun of all surahs, chapter 63, he's going to say what? لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. If only you had just let me for some time. So this person's in regret now.
Yeah.
And the Quran's mentioned this, that he would say, أَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. That I would have given money, أَصَّدَّق, I would have given charity. SubhanAllah. Now you have the opportunity to give charity to one of, if not the, one of the most important, biggest centers in the world, in the whole world, in the da'wah world, which is IslamNet, because it can do and say things, which by the way, people can't do and say things in, like this in the Muslim world, censorship, this and that, governments, all those kind of things. This is one of the most fruitful opportunities of charity in the entire world, dunya. All they have to do is click the link below, and I think they will do that, bro. I think they will.
Inshallah.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.